This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, let's get started. So, we're holding here Perek Hamishi, Chelek Beis Perek Hamishi. We're holding over here about... We're holding about hashkocha, boyfen hashkocha. Aleph, hine ad heina be'arnu mishpate hashkocha. Ata nedaba b'mashe b'oifen hashkocha. So, ve'inyeze ishalak shnei ikrim, ve'echot b'ashkafosis b'ar shmoy, v'asheni b'ashpa'asai. So, until now we were talking about the main... In other words, where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu apply his Hashkacha to? That was the Aleph. And then we are... then the next thing is we're going to explain more specifically what Oifen. Beis. Bashkafosa Yisbar Shmoy. Kvar Yadanu Shehu Yisbar Shmoy Yedea Kol. Ve'enesach Yisoy Yedea Kolat Lo Basid Lai Bahayver Lai Bava. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's knowledge of everything, the omniscience of a God, is simple. That's part of our axioms of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Kikol mashahoye v'yek v'atzofu lefonav ma'olam l'nera menadova, nothing is ever beholden from him. V'chol ahoye golu lefonav v'noida etza yisbar shmoy v'chol b'chino yisol nisim en haklal. Everything is known and clear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omnom. Nikrashu mashgad var mashadonisam vegoizam xeris mukbolus yvolasman shiyetze chotchenbem. Why didn't Avazel the fun in Beis Hashemsbach? So this is a point that it might be relevant to many other places. When we discuss certain things about a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you know, when we say hashkacha protis klolis this that or the other one, we're never talking about a Kaddish Baruch Hu's knowledge of things or anything like that. Kadosh Baruch Hu is ever-present, all-over, all-knowing, etc., etc., etc. That's absolute nonsense to say anything other than that. But the question is, we don't consider anything, we don't talk about anything that doesn't interact with us. Whenever we speak about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu interacting. So... if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, but none of that knowledge is of any significance to interact with us, then as far as we're concerned, that's not called, that doesn't fall under Yediyah. It's because we're never discussing, we never ever discuss HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what's going on in his life. That's not something that has any shayches to us. We do discuss HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interaction with us. And in those areas where he does interact with us, we say there is no hashkacha. So, so that's what he says. When we call hashkacha, nirashu mashkif al dvarim, mashudonoisam, begoizem gzeiros, migvolzu azman shirtzei chachem bem, he makes gzeiros to move things a certain way, and for a certain period of time. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reacts, the type of situation HaKadosh Baruch Hu reacts to us, those are the situations we're talking about. Gimel. Achashpasei. So Hashkafasei means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interacting with us based on what's happening with us. Hashpa'asei hi mashayotzi ritzonis baruch shmei lapol ba'oizasei gerishu chafetz. So hashpa means HaKadosh Baruch Hu moves to bring in the world the things he wants the way he wants them. So whereas hashkafa is more kind of reacting to what we're doing and judging us and, you know, and moving us in a direction based on what we've done, hashpa means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now going to enact X, Y, or Z that he wants. V'hine, b'yoyshe sida b'yoyshe b'seda adrog v'shtalshus, neshechosa seda zeh. Hine k'moyshe rotzi b'shtalshus b'chinas metzias nevroim, ken roitza b'chinas asmedosim poloseim b'chol yonehem. So, we said before there's a hierarchy of lamala to lamata. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world through a certain hierarchy. We are higher beings, pass it on to lower ones and still lower, and so on and so forth. So just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also runs that world the way. It's through this Seder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world and gets things done the way he wants them done. So there's an incredible mechanism of Gavoah to Namuch, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things at very high Madrega, at the world of whatever, and that goes down to a low world, and that goes down to still lower, still lower, till it comes down to our physical world. So there is an incredible mechanism that carries out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would like to be carried out. But the existence of any part of this, it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives existence to all of these different dagas. So this is really the foundation of understanding a lot of the talk about Malachim, Srafim, Eifanim, Kochos, 101 different things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world to work that way through a hierarchy. Now, what are the reasons that we'll talk about in a minute? But none of it has be'etzim none of it has be'etzim independent power. But let's give an example of a difference between different scenarios. Let's give an example in Dini Adam. We'll understand something about this. Imagine that I get together, I make a coalition of different people involved in a certain business, cartel, coalition, different people in a city. We're getting together and saying, listen, Rabbi Yisai, we need to work together to make the city run well. Now, so we work together. Each and every one of us has power equal to the amount of money we have, the amount of standing we have, whatever it is, we actually have certain power. And we can do things, we cannot do things, we can stop things, and so on. So here you're dealing with a group of people that act in together, but each and every one of them has some independent power and some sort of, you know, can do what they want to do, and so on. Let's say I am 100% owner of a business. I have a big supermarket, and I hire a general manager, and then the general manager hires department heads, and department heads hire all sorts of workers, the stocking people, and the cashier people, and the guys who prepare the fast food, v'chulu. So I have a whole hierarchy over here of different workers arranged in a certain order. Now, it's meaningful in the sense, in the following sense. So let's say the cashier comes to me and says, "This is terrible. This is not good. That's not good." So I tell him, you know, go speak with your manager, the manager of cashiers, of sales. See if you can't straighten it out, and then we'll talk about it. And let's say he comes back and says it doesn't. I say, okay, try the head of HR department. And if that doesn't go anywhere, I'll try to step in. Now, that is an arrangement. It's an arrangement because I want it that way. I own the store 100%. I can fire everybody. I can do whatever I want. There's no problem whatsoever. It's not like when we have a group of people working together. So I have to say to myself, you know what? I might be wealthier than Reuven, but Reuven still has enough money to mess up things if he draws out of this partnership. I need Reuven, so I have to work with him. I'm stronger than Shimon, but Shimon's got he's got some koach, and he could mess things up. I need to work with Shimon. That's one arrangement. The other arrangement is be'etzim. I could say tomorrow all of you go home, but I decide that I wish to do it this way, and therefore I send the person through a certain bureaucracy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is like that mashal. He's not the pshat that all of the kochos that we speak about in Shemayim and Aretz are not kochos that have any power be'etzim. It's not like the first case where we all have some power, but some are stronger and some are weaker. But it doesn't mean that the weak guy has no power. Everyone has, all the people, none of the people, none of these malachim, sofim, ofanim, have any power whatsoever. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to work through a certain mahalach. And therefore, we need to go through the process. And that's why you have an understanding of this process. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a malach to us. Rarely, once in Yetzias Mitzrayim, it was Anivel Malach, Anivel Sarov, Ani Hashem, Anivel Acha. That was once in history. Most other times, it's a malach, it's a shliach, it's a this, it's that, the other thing. Now, what's the reason behind it? What's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it that way? So he doesn't say here, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it that way. We can give many reasons, but one of the reasons is that for us, that's a perception of din. Let's give a mashal. I have a school. Again, let's say I totally own the school, and there's a boy who was out of order, and I told him you have to go to the, you have to tell the teacher, and the teacher speaks to the principal, Hulu, and the boy comes to me, well, you're the owner of the school, you could just tell him what to do. No, because I want, what's very important to me is that the school run on principles of din, midas adin. There's accountability, it's real. A place that's not accountable doesn't have a real mitzias. LaMarshall, imagine you're taking some course in school, and whatever you write on the test, you get 100 because that's where you feel about it. So, you know, you write, you're taking a history course, and anything you write is, it's, who am I to say you're wrong? Everyone's got their way of looking at things. So, that sounds great, but on the other hand, it means it's not real. Somebody came with a tiny, there's a trend, there's a movement that Limude Kodesh should not have grades because, you know, that makes it, that makes the students dislike it, and, you know, if it makes it Shalei Lishma, there'll be no grades, it'll be, you know, Lishma, and they'll like it, and they'll look forward, v'cholo. You know, this tinyness. So somebody asked me, and I told him, so let me tell you what you really think. For a child looking at that way, so math is a real subject because you can get wrong on the test and you can fail it and you could do not well. So that's real. Science is real. But Limude Kodesh is like a kumsitz. There's no way you can flunk a kumsitz. It's a good, you know, let's all feel together, good mahalach. There's nothing there of real. Midas adin for us implies real. If there's a real consequence, then it's real. If you don't put the right amount of strength under a table, it collapses. It doesn't say, well, however you like the table, that's what it is. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world where this type of end run of lifnei mishuras hadin is not the lechatchila. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas hadin gives it that sense. So that means you did wrong, there's a malach that takes care of it. And the malach doesn't have much patience. Like it says in the pasuk in Kisisa, I'm going to send you a malach, and just be careful because malachim are not endowed with a lot of patience. They're not very forgiving. I'll send a malach to this, to that, the other thing. All of these are because of that. It also gives us an understanding of the meaning of the world by seeing the structure, which inyan is where and what. By understanding the premium structure, it also helps me understand what the world is about. If I walk into a company and I see that I see the majority of people in the chasheva offices all have guns and so on, and then there's a guy hacking, pecking away at a computer in a side room, I say, oh, this company deals in security, and this guy in the computer does the back work of the office. On the other hand, I walk into a place and I see everybody typing on a computer, and there's a guy with a gun standing in front. I say, okay, it's a company that works with computers, and the guy is the guard over here. By having an understanding of the structure, I'm able to understand my high. I'm able to understand what it is. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that there be a structure in the world, and this structure over here serves two of the many purposes. One is it gives us a sense of Midas HaDin, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always mostly called upon as the one who can overstep the din. Besides, I did wrong, but it doesn't harm you really, so why don't you just be forgiving and nice? That's kind of the attitude. When there's a rigorous process of, you affected this malach and this mazel and this mashpia and this sphere and that, there's a real sense of that it's real. Secondly, we gain, by studying this, we gain an understanding of what's the pneumius. What is this all about? That's something that helps us, and that's why the study of Kabbalah / pneumius, whatever you want to call it, it's one of the things it's supposed to do is give us a sense of what's the point of it all. By understanding the structure, we understand what it's meant to be. Okay, we'll hold it here.